Principle, absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Principle, absolute. We can look in the dictionary and we can find many names for the infinite. We find names for the divine. We find names for God. We find names for the creative cause of the universe. We find names for cause and effect. We find names for all of these wonderful things. And perhaps the ones that stand out most powerfully and most beneficially and most excitingly are the two words principle and absolute. Principle is without any reference to anything. It just is. What is the principle of music? It is a specific condition. What is the principle of life? It is a specific condition. What is the principle of love? It is a specific condition. What is the principle of being a fulfilled person? It is a specific condition. Now you say, but what is it? Well, that's a good question. The principle of mathematics begins with 2 times 2, you might say, and works on up. Actually, it goes far before that because it is the relativity, the relationship of everything to everything, and yet it is not the relationship of everything to everything. It is the relationship of everything to everything from the point of view that only principle can respond to relationships, but it is the foundation of all relations. It is not a specific relation. It is not a specific condition. It is all conditions. And for all conditions, how can that be? How can that be that there's one principle for all conditions? Hey, I'm saying something new here now. There's one principle for all conditions in life. You mean there's not a principle of life and a principle of death and a principle of abundance and a principle of music and a principle of whatever? No, there's only one principle. And that principle comes into a very strange and wonderful word. It comes right out of the absolute concepts. And that principle is. That principle is that everything is and is. Everything is and is, and it is universally one, and it is universally separate. It is universally together, and it's universally apart. It's universally that which is, and that which is not. Now, Herb, that's a lot of gibberish. And I agree with you, it's a lot of gibberish. These are thoughts of principle, thoughts of absolute, and these thoughts are always gibberish because they don't make any sense on the human or relative level of thinking. And why is it they don't make any sense on the human or relative level of thinking? Because the human or relative level of thinking is always in the condition of to be, of becoming, of revealing, of expressing, of whatever. Whereas the principle and absolute have everything be and is that already exists, and is that already responds and reflects and shows itself to all the world in a very beautiful way. Now, every illustration we'd give would certainly be a relative illustration because that's the only thing we have the capacity to comprehend. We don't have the capacity to comprehend the principle and the absolute, because they are beyond the relative. They are metaphysical. Oh, metaphysical, how interesting. They are beyond the physical. They are not in the realm of physical thinking. And yet, it can be thought about. It can be thought about. And it is thought about by all the great philosophers and all the great scientific thinkers throughout the ages. It is thought about. Think about the word is. Are you an is? Sounds very unappealing, doesn't it? It sounds like you're nothing more than a drop of water in the ocean. Well, my love, that's what we are. Nothing more than a drop of water in the ocean. But what a glorious drop of water we are. We have surrounded ourselves and folded ourselves and revealed ourselves as a most magnificent drop of water. We have flesh and blood. We have a body that's most interestingly created. We have a mind that is most beautifully revealed and available to us at all times. And we have a brain that receives what the mind is. Now, we can play games with our is, and we can limit our is and unlimit our is. We can do all these wonderful things. But what do we really want to do? You, as a human being, I, as a human being, like expressing ourselves on the human level. And as we express ourselves on the human level, we are responding in a relationship world. If no one saw us, we would not be human. There would be nothing to be human about. If we did not see anyone else, there would be nothing to be human. There would be nothing to be human about. If we were to go to, so to speak, a desert island that had enough of everything to provide us for our wants, and we were the only person, or others, but basically the only person on that island, not basically, but truly, we would little by little cease to be human. We would little by little spend our time into introspection, into listening within. We'd spend our time revealing to ourselves who we are, that we are wonderful, that we are fantastic, and we would begin doing magical things. We'd begin realizing we don't need food to eat or water to drink or air to breathe. We'd begin realizing this. Hey, whoever did that? Well, there are lots of people practicing it. And we know about them, and science knows about them. But there are not enough of them doing it to get everyone excited. But what do we say? The exception to the rule changes the rule. So any person who can live without air is an exception to the rule, and that changes the rule. So the rule that you must have air to breathe to live is not necessarily true. And the same with water, and the same with food, and the same with anything else. You see, when we live in this most imagined, illumined, this most outrageous to human thought type of life, then we don't think human thoughts. We don't even think principle and absolute. We are principle and absolute. We don't think of the human relationship to understand things. We are all things. And you say, well, why be on earth if that's what you're going to do, if that's the game you're going to play? Well, is that the game you would like to reveal for yourself? Well, I say to everyone, I believe the reason that we are here on planet Earth, the reason that we are existing at all, is first to be ourselves and have fun, and or first to remember who we are. And when we remember who we are, that's not so terribly exciting. If you remember that you're God, that's a big deal. But if you remember that you're the allness, my goodness, God's the allness, well, okay, put the two together. If you remember that you are the is, that you are the fulfillment of everything that it is, if you remember that no matter what thought you think, no matter what action you do, no matter what you are living this isness, allness, this illumined beingness right now. It's exciting for our human minds, it sort of bedazzles them, but really, is it exciting? When you know how to drive, you're no longer excited about learning how to drive or driving. Oh, you might enjoy going places and what the car can do for you, but the art of driving the car is so secondary to you, you don't even realize you're doing it. When you are a competent violinist, you don't realize that you're playing the violin. You're only playing glorious music that represents your soul on fire. And the violin is merely your vehicle, your instrument through which you express it. And you keep that violin tuned and polished and in perfect condition with the best bow and the best strings and the best cage for it, the most marvelous case for it and everything else. You're living in that fantastic quality. You take care of it. Now, our body is that vehicle that we take care of. Our body is the expression of revealing to us what principle is, what absolute is. And as we live in the awareness of what principle and absolute are, then we find we have only begun to see the infinite quality of all that is, the infinite universe in all its glory and all its magic. It's a wonderful way to live, isn't it? It's a wonderful way to look at things. Principle, absolute, my goodness sakes. They seem to be rather fantastic concepts, aren't they? Have a wonderful day, and think in this new way, if it's new to you, and let your mind soar into the realization of principle and absolute. Let your mind soar, because your mind is the is now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.